This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
A Washington, D.C. judge will hear arguments at the end of the week after the Department of Justice filed paperwork to censure GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump from talking about the case.
A hearing Friday in the D.C. courtroom is likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order, asking the judge to place some limits on Defendant Trump's speech about the case. Friday's proceeding is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Trump is not required to attend. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Biden administration's restriction on ghost guns will remain in place for now. The Supreme Court, in an emergency ruling, agreed to pause a lower court's decision invalidating the regulations as the administration carries out its appeal. The case is scheduled for oral arguments next month. Under the new regulations, companies that sell ghost gun kits must obtain a federal firearms license. Buyers would also be required to undergo background checks. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Former National Football League receiver Henry Ruggs will be sentenced today for a drunk driving crash that caused a woman and her dog to burn to death on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street. Ruggs' 2020 Chevy Corvette was speeding up to 156 miles per hour, according to the airbag chip data. Ruggs pleaded guilty in May to a felony DUI count and a misdemeanor charge of vehicular manslaughter. His attorneys and prosecutors agreed to a sentence of 10 years in prison with the possibility of parole after 3 years. Ruggs can withdraw his guilty plea if the judge does not approve the sentencing agreement. There could be another name change for the NFL's Washington Commanders.
A Native American group is pushing hard for the Commanders to bring back their old Redskins nickname. The Native American Guardians Association wrote a letter to the team to let new ownership know about its Reclaim the Name campaign. They said Native Americans don't find the name Redskins to be derogatory, and the team never asked the community how they felt before the change was made. The group has already gathered more than 60,000 names on a petition to bring back the old nickname. I'm John Schaefer.
Virgin Galactic is set to launch its second commercial space flight tomorrow. The flight is scheduled to take off from the company's spaceport, America, in New Mexico with passengers on the VSS Unity. The spacecraft will be going about 53 miles up. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Good news. This is refreshing for me. I went through hip surgery, so for about the last 4 weeks, especially leading up to it, and I was kind of mindful. I've got one of those Apple Watches that monitors your rings and being able to close your rings, getting steps, and doing all this kind of stuff. You're standing and, you know, all the stuff you're supposed to do, right? And so for the last couple of weeks especially, it's been hard because there's no way I'm getting in, 10,000 steps. Unless you want to count crawling or something, but I'm getting better. I got to tell you, having had the surgery, this Friday will be 2 weeks. It's amazing, the modern medicine, what they've been able to do. So I'm doing well, got the staples out, so I'm about 10 pounds lighter now, the staples are out, but still not meeting the goals. And I was encouraged today, and I got to bring Scott Powell on, and get him out of the green room. Let's bring him on with us right now. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Hey, Bill, good morning to you.
Hey, I'm just telling a story that, I got some good news from the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology that made me feel better because, the last couple of weeks, I went through this hip replacement surgery and there's just no way I can get 10,000 steps in, It's everything I can do, just to get from, a little bit of space that I need to get in. And although I have graduated from the walker, which I think is an ingenious device, that walker, I'm just blown away by what that does. So now I'm using a cane. But I'm still far from, what I was used to getting, at least 10,000 steps a day. And I was reading in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology today that they found that at least, about 4,000 steps, a little less than 4,000 steps a day, reduced the risk of dying from any cause, while around 2,400, 2,300 plus steps a day reduced the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. So hallelujah, that's good news. That'll just get me through the next couple of weeks because I've got the doctor said I can't go out and boogie woogie for probably at least another 6 weeks here.
Well, you just gotta follow the doctor's recommendation. I mean, you gotta heal, so that can take time.
I know, that's what my nurse, she reminded me the other day, Bill, you just had surgery on Friday, what are you doing? And that's what, this is the curse of being a type A type person, right? And so, fortunately I have this radio show and a TV show that we do every day that I can direct, some of this energy, so that helps. But it's, it's like, and I'm going, Doc, can I at least get in the water yet? I just want to go, maybe just swim, can I do that? He goes, no, you got 2 more weeks before you can do that. And don't even think about driving. So, but, driving is not going to help me exercise. It's just going to help me, mentally from a standpoint of getting outside of the four walls here that I'm a bit restricted by, So, anyway, it's such is life. But it could be worse. I mean, it's not like we're, I got to tell you, Joe Biden is his family and all this stuff is going on, and Eric Sherwin, what they're going to find out, the old axiom, Scott, as you follow the money, And here it is. I don't know if Eric's going to spill the beans any more than what Devin Archer did. There's no leaks that are coming out that I'm aware of to give us a heads up as to how this will unfold. And Sherwin is so engaged and attached to the Bidens that, I don't think he's, you know, he's going to give up the con. Or give us any more information than what we got from, Devin Archer or Tony Bobulinski. And I believe the course of action for Leader McCarthy and the Republicans is to begin the impeachment inquiry so that they can level these, these subpoenas that have teeth in them, right?
Yes, yeah. So that, discovery can go as deep as possible. I mean, what's important here for all Americans is that we get to the truth. There's really no substitute for it. We can only make good decisions when we have the facts of truth. So as we get those, I think let's hope that it really is a relief to the American people, that they finally feel as though they understand what has happened to our country, and that they then can change course. And voting is how we need to do that. So we're all concerned about the next elections, that they be fair with no vote fraud or minimal vote fraud. So that's my prayer.
Right. Well, and you've written extensively about this in your new book, Rediscovering America. And meanwhile, yes, we've got an election coming up in 2024, but we've got two more years of this, this leadership that is just doing some incredible destruction. I mean, it's like we're not going to be just all of a sudden think, okay, oh, the Republicans take over and we're going to flip a switch and everything's going to be wonderful. I mean, the damage that he has done in 2 years, Scott, we're talking, this could be at least a decade to recover from.
I know. It's when you think about builders, when you think about building a civilization, building a country, it takes a lot longer to build than it does to destroy it. And the destroyers have inflicted enormous harm on this country. I mean, we could trace it back many, many years, but it really intensified after the Trump election and the efforts.
I think Barack Obama really put a lot in motion.
He sure did.
I go back to his administration when he talked about the fundamental transformation. Basically, what it was we were going to abandon a constitutional republic and embrace, socialism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it, an ism, and this is what's happened. Because what we have now, I mean, what they were able to do, to their credit, their diabolical credit, was Obama was able to hold a bureaucratic class in space so that they could block Trump and minimize the amount of damage to their agenda that he could do. And so impeachments galore, all the resistance that happened, and even in spite of that, look at all the great things. But, the great things that he did, Scott, stand in contrast to what they've done. And this is, I think, what's happening with the American people who are starting to wake up. Chris Chmielewski, our good friend from Numbers USA, reported that, you got an incredible exchange here from Hispanics alone. I mean, last time, I mean, the number, about 33% of Hispanics, I don't know what's going on with my brothers there, but they somehow, bought into the narrative and went ahead and voted, for Joe Biden, 33%. Now that number in less than 2 years, Scott's down to 3%. So people are starting to wake up. I think this
really
is encouraging. Yeah,
really
exactly.
Is. Yep.
Yeah. So... anyway, we must fight on, because the thing is, lest we lose sight of the goal, and that's what you talk about in your book, Rediscovering America, is that we've got to come back to first principles and realize, what is this country all about? We've lost sight of that, and we need to re-engage and re-embrace our reason to exist, right?
Absolutely, and, we all want to find meaningful, fulfilling lives with joy and happiness, and there is a roadmap to get there. It's not what we've been experiencing. It's rediscovering America.
Yeah, exactly. And the good news is that you know, when we honor one another in doing that, because the basis of it is honoring God. And so those are the two most critical crossroads and elements that you can have in a thriving nation. And this is our prayer. Scott Powell is with us. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution. And we've got more from him after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent. Just the way like you hear from us. Scott Powell continues with us. He's the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, member of the Committee on This Present Danger, China. Well, Scott, real quick before we talk about the foibles of Joe Biden and the travail of Donald Trump as the indictments continue to mount up, meanwhile, China has its problems. And you know, probably, you know, as we were talking off air, lest people, you know, forget, God is in charge. And, you know, with the disasters, the calamities that are falling upon Beijing right now, maybe it's one of those godsends to put China in check that defiantly continues to, you know, beat its chest and go out and create danger, you know, for the world, and joining up with Russia and being rather provocative here, you know, the provocative moves again that we saw this past weekend. What do you say?
I fully agree. And I'd remind the audience that always when we speak of China or even when we speak of America, we sometimes have to remind ourselves that it isn't the people. It's not the Chinese people that are a problem.
Right.
It's their government. And the problems that we have in America, as I write in Rediscovering America, America is a great nation because of its people. And the people are different than the government. So the corruption that we have in our country right now does not necessarily reflect entirely the people at all.
To some degree that's true, but in some degree it's not true, because the fact of the matter is it's a government of, for, by, we the people. We're responsible. We the people need to take responsibility. You can't just sit there and say, well, you know, it's just my kid, he's out of control. No, you're the parent. It's like, you know, these people don't know what to do. They got all these kids running amok in New York City and other places across the country, creating all kinds of damage and riot, and they say, what do we do? I say, arrest the parents.
Yeah.
Right? If you started arresting the parents, how long do you think these little brats would be running around?
No, it's true. You're right.
You know? So you know, start, you know, you got to do something. You can't just, I mean, this idea with these, you know, very liberal prosecutors who think, oh, well, you know, these poor little black kids, they didn't know better, you know, they came from slavery and, you know, and all. Give me a break. Give me a break. You know, we're in a civilized society. We expect people to conduct themselves in a way that is considerate of everybody's interest. That's what makes America great, is that we realize we're all in this boat together. And if you want to go and poop in the boat and cause all kinds of problems, get out of the boat. You know, and it really just has to come down to that, is either you're adding to the proposition of a greater and freer America for all, or you're taking away. If you want to take away, not interested.
Right.
Not interested.
That's right.
That sounds harsh,
you know,
doesn't it? I don't know if that sounds so unchristian, but I'm fed up with this stuff.
Well, we all are. Our challenge, though, is that we have such corruption now in the elite levels of our country, in our government, and all the agencies of government. And so it's really preventing the people from being, I mean, and vote fraud. Look at, we have to have honest elections, because that's the only mechanism, really the chief mechanism, that people express themselves and their preferences for their leadership of their country, right? You've got to have the people being able to communicate what they want, and that's through the election process. So, you know,
and Scott, you just bring up elections. I mean, we're being slow dripped, tortured with more information that comes out about how the election in 2020 was compromised, but we can't talk about it. I mean, it's getting to be like, you know, one of the words you can't talk about. You know, it's like the George Carlin skit. You know, we can't talk COVID. You'll get canceled. You know, you can't talk about the election. You'll get canceled. But meanwhile, there's more and more evidence that the goofy narrative that they want us to believe, that they keep telling us about, is all a bunch of BS.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So it could be, I mean, my view is that the, you know, the trial that Trump faces is an opportunity for a rigorous defense to be made, wherein the American people are educated, their eyes are opened about the scope of the election fraud.
You think they're going to allow that, Scott? You think they're going to allow that?
I don't know.
Because we've had other times when you thought, okay, all right, boy, we're gonna you know, be able to subpoena, we're gonna get to the bottom of this, and it consistently falls short. I mean, look at Fox. Fox folded up their tent. They had an opportunity to really, okay, if they had any kind of gravitas and backbone, they would have held Dominion's feet to the fire. They lied in front of Congress. They, you know, but instead they folded. So it's like, wait a minute, what happened in the negotiations, that whole situation, that Fox came out looking bad? They were the bad guys in this whole deal.
Yeah.
And Tucker Carlson has to get fired. Oh, you know. It's like, what?
But look what's happening. Let's see the positive side. You know, if Fox has cast its own fate, we have alternative media that's on the rise everywhere. I mean, and not the least of which is Tucker Carlson. He's liberated now. He has a stronger and more powerful voice than he had while he was on the Fox platform.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That. So even when we think, you know, there's been failure, sometimes it's a step. We don't always understand it, but, you know, greater things can come out of errors.
Yeah, but you're talking about the infrastructure, Scott. And we've got, in order to correct the infrastructure, Tucker Carlson, shows like ours, you know, things that you and I have been talking about, part and parcel. But we have really got to get down to the root of the issue. And the root of the problem is so protected by this elite class.
Yes.
And that's the thing. We have got to go in and lop their heads off. And I mean that in every metaphorical sense, because they have put themselves in a position. They've been allowed to garner this power. I mean, look at what do we got? Somebody said that roughly 93%, 94%, just in the media alone, come from about 39 universities, and they're all highly liberal. So this is the source. So it's no wonder. And you get these people that, they got the parchment. I'm from Yale. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. All honor and glory. You know, you can't argue with me. I must be right because I'm from Yale. You know, I graduated from Yale. I throw the Yale card on the table here. Or, you know, Princeton. I'm from Princeton. You know, shut up.
Like, well, when things don't make any sense anymore, and that's what we're seeing, I think American people cannot make sense of what's happening. What happens? They turn away from the sources of this, you know, the sources of this confusion. You know, you people are lying to us. There's something else here, and they turn to alternative sources. The most important thing that we can see happening in America is a spiritual revival. When
right.
Nothing makes sense, when people feel betrayed, where do they go? They will turn to the mm-hmm. source that they can trust. That's the Bible. That's the truth.
It's the beginning of wisdom, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, and so I really think, I mean, a spiritual revival is going on. The media is not going to cover that, but it is happening. Yeah. It's happening in right. pockets, and I think we're going to see it grow and grow. And so the best is maybe yet to come. That's my prayer.
Well, that's what happens. It does cycle because time and again, that's what we've read in the history of humankind, is that things get crazy. People see things according to their own eyes. And now you've got people crying out to God, asking for forgiveness because they're figuring it out that, you know, we're the problem. And we seek God. He says that he gave us the formula in 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, if my people. Okay,
that's
so
right.
a lot of his people are coming together and turning to him, which
really
I agree.
Are.
I'm with you.
Yeah, they really are. It's an exciting time to really be alive in the midst of chaos, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. We're learning from this, just like we learned from COVID, is that there is truth even in the midst of all the lies. But we've got to really fix ourselves on that and what the source of truth is and who the liars are. And, you know, and this is freaking out the elites because, like you said, that's the source of their power. You know, if there's no parade, if they're not leading a parade one way or another by forcing, compelling it to be there, and it just vapors, it's like they become a party of one, and they're lonely unto themselves. And right now, I think that's where they should be.
Absolutely.
Because they're not helping us. Yeah.
That's right. Meanwhile, our ranks are growing.
And amen.
So we've got to, you know, keep the faith and have the courage to proceed, because that's what built this country. And that's what's going to restore this country.
Exactly. And get your hands on Scott's book, Rediscovering America, available at all the usual places. Scott Powell, appreciate
you. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science, chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, and so popular, I had to track him down. I mean, normally I can call him up, hey, Paul, you want to come on? Yeah, boom. I mean, now everybody, you know, everybody is appreciating your genius, and now it's hard for me to get you on with us. Well, good to have you on.
Well, my bank account doesn't show that, Bill. But I guess that's okay. It's good to be liked.
Well, in the service of the American people and for freedom here, you know, so much that we do, right? It's deferred appreciate gratification is what they tell me, Paul. I know that God has greater plans for you.
Right?
Yeah, amen,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, before we get into Edward Teller, I love what you wrote and brought into perspective about remembering the other father of the bomb, who was a brilliant physicist. But before we get there, let's talk about the bombs that are exploding in D.C. and the Biden family with, the tracing, you know, they say follow the money. And as you do, you get this one Eric Sherwin's name who comes into play and realize that he's all part of the Holy Trinity of the Biden brand, that he is the money guy. As much as Devin Archer was the marketing guy, the business guy who said, wow, you give me that kind of, that kind of leverage, I can do a lot of business here. And as he was relating, right, to Congress, you could just see that this is a businessman who was taken to the top of the mountain, and it was easy picking for him. And in the same regard with Sherwin, here it is. I mean, all of a sudden you got bucket loads of money coming in, And money be him. He knows how to do it. Not everybody can take this kind of money and leverage it so successfully. So they had quite the enterprise, you know, with Hunter Biden as the front man and Devin Archer as the guy who could assemble the mechanics of it, and Eric Sherwin who handled the money. So when you follow the money, boy, you see the nexus right there, don't you?
Yeah. Let's call it an unholy trinity, right?
Exactly.
And then then throw in the big guy, right? Then you've got a four.
I think that there's a bigger guy yet, but nobody wants to talk about him yet, and I don't understand it.
Well, that's right. And what bothers so many conservatives about seeing the persecution of Donald Trump and all of this is that we all know that all of this is going on with the Biden family, and Biden's the current occupant in the White House. And we knew about this stuff, or at least a lot of it, in 2019, 2020, and it wasn't getting media attention then, and it's not now. And conservatives just know, I was going to say have a sense, but it's more than a sense, we know that there's not going to be justice and the same standards applied to those guys.
Yeah,
and,
without a doubt.
So Donald Trump has been impeached how many times, indicted how many times? It's just this incessant.
Was it 75 indictments now, Paul? Something like that, 75? How do you keep up with that?
It's just amazing. It really is. And this is what the left does. I mean, it's they criminalize policy and political differences, and they want to throw their opponents in jail, which is indeed akin to what happens in third world countries.
But this is most extreme, though, Paul. I mean, even it was funny because even Hillary, remember during that campaign, when Donald Trump was going lock her up, and she made the statement that that only happens in third world country.
Right.
And here it is. It's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize America's a third world country. Now, here we are.
Yeah.
And the very person that was, suggesting otherwise, that's the deal. The Democratic Party, what they tell you and blame the other person is the thing that they themselves are most guilty of. Right.
Yeah.
That's really what's come out.
Yeah, that's so true for the left in so many ways, isn't it? When they accuse us of hate, right? Intolerance, of all these other things, and you and I have seen it. Someone will be screaming at you, "You hater! You hater!" and we're smiling. We have no anger in us at all. But
exactly,
hate is just oozing out of them. But they often tell you what they're guilty of by what they're accusing you of.
Some of those on the left, Paul. Some of those on the left. I see some of these young people in that. They're basically tools of the elitist. They're not elites themselves, but they're close enough to it, and so they go on and they're part of their little army. They're the ones that are shouting and screaming with the bullhorns and jumping up and down, it's no big whoop if they go to jail because their sponsors will get them out. That's okay, but the elites are kind of hidden back because they don't even have the courage and the gravitas to come out and really stand up. But they get these tools, whether it's Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whatever, to do their negative work and to spill all this poison out into the body politic. That's where I think sometimes we get confused. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Those are the minions that go out and do the dirty work. And we saw them all over the place in the summer of 2020. And I think I've said this on your show before, Bill, that when the January 6th people did what they did that day, I think a lot of them, these were people on the right who after watching, a year, a summer,
right,
everything else in 2020 of, people on the left just going into whatever city or town or village or wherever they wanted to in America and spray painting statues and blowtorching them and ripping them down and setting streets on fire and yelling defund the police, and not one of them ever did any jail time. So the January 6th people think, let's go show protest ourselves, right?
I guess that's the order. That's the order of the day, right?
Right, exactly. It's the spirit of the times, right? The left has set the standard for. Okay, now it's our turn. And by the way, they never went into the January 6th, into the Capitol building and burnt anything or tore down any statues. In fact, a lot of the people that were walking in simply walked in because they thought that they were allowed to walk in. I mean,
they were invited. They were invited in many cases. You see the Capitol Police waving them in. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's right. That's right. And you know, and I want to make clear that you know, I don't support, you know, someone banging on the side of the building and, you know, and breaking in and go, that's insanity. And if I had been there, I would have said to people, what are you doing? Get out of here. Are you crazy?
Exactly.
Right. But, yeah. but indeed there were people that were waved in, walked in, thought they were giving a tour. Remember, who is the woman, Bill, who was the head of the anti-vaccination physicians? I'm trying to think what her name
Penny?
Is.
Penny? Are you talking about Penny? Yeah. What, like the frontline physicians or what?
That's it. The frontline physicians. Right. Yeah. And she walked in. She just kind of strolled in and thought, okay, you know, this is where we go in and we get to talk to people and let our voices be heard. I mean, she's not a revolutionary. No, she's not walking in there, you know, waving a big flag and holding a noose and, you know, yelling revolution. She thinks, oh, okay, this is our chance to go in and let our voices be heard. And look what she had to go through, right?
Exactly.
You know, and the left will never do this because the left is so uncharitable and emotional. You can't think straight about these things, but they ought to understand that that they helped create the spirit in the culture, in the country, that led to January 6th. Because, again, there were people on the Trump side that thought, okay, now it's our turn. After what happened in Portland and Seattle and New York and every station with or every city with a statue of a Confederate general, right?
Yeah.
Now it's our turn to protest.
Exactly, Paul. They were trapped. They were trapped. They didn't realize what Nancy Pelosi had orchestrated this. If you think not, why was her daughter there with camera crew? You know, to make sure that everything was documented. They were prepared. You know, they knew exactly what was going to happen, and they got in front of the emotion and directed it to where they could leverage it to control a new narrative, to get away from this idea that the 2020 election was fixed.
Well, then they compared it to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Standing the blame even more.
Even more so. Well, that's what they do. I mean, when you are on the lunatic fringe like that, you speak like lunatics, but, you know, when you got the mainstream media part and parcel with them, you know, participating and conjoined on this whole conspiracy, I mean, what are we left with, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Just a mess.
Right.
Got to go to break. What we're left with is a little time right now. More from Dr. Paul Kengor after this.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science, chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, and author. And, of course, you see, this tells you, as close as, and I think we're close, Paul. You know, you and I have been friends, you know, for quite a while, a number of years now. And, you know, here he is. He's writing books. He didn't even tell me about it. I got to find out secondarily here. And, but he's got a new book called The Worst of Indignities, The Catholic Church on Slavery. And you were just sharing it with me. Maybe you can with the audience, you know, and get them excited because, you know, the book is available now, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I was asked to write it by Aeneas Road Publishing because I had written an article. In fact, it was in the summer of 2020. And what your people were saying that, you know, Christians are responsible for the slave trade and all kinds of nonsense. And I pointed out that in America, it was Christian abolitionists that led the abolition movement. In Britain in 1835, it was Wilberforce, you know, again, motivated by his Christian love and charity. And I gave examples of the Catholic Church. Because I wrote this piece for Crisis Magazine, which is a Catholic publication, of the Church issuing encyclicals going back to the year 1434. That's 400 years before even Wilberforce. And the Council of Agde in the year 506. St. Patrick. People don't realize St. Patrick was a slave. And by the way, you know, a white guy, a white slave. We talk about the 1619 Project. The first slaves that were brought to America came in 1618. Read the book White Cargo by NYU Press. It came out in 2007. They were white Europeans. They were Brits, about 300,000 indentured servants. American Indians, you know, Indigenous Peoples Day, Biden now celebrates. American Indians owned black African American slaves throughout the 1800s and even after the Civil War. There were American Indian tribes, the civilized tribes.
Boy, they're going to be paying up some serious reparation. There goes Indian bingo, some of the profits
there are lawsuits. Yeah. There are lawsuits today by black American descendants of those black African slaves against the Indian tribes. And by the way, the Indian slavers, the Native American Indian slavers, were really brutal. I mean, these guys would amputate the feet of slaves so they couldn't escape. I mean, they were really cruel.
Wow.
People don't know any of this stuff. People don't know any of it. And the one group morally that stands up, including against especially the Muslims, which are the greatest slavers in history, were the Christians. American Protestants, the Catholic Church, and no one knows any of this stuff. So I wrote a book on it.
Well, good. We get some balance here. Yeah, so anybody that prayed to St. Patrick, you get reparations too, right?
Well, and this is interesting. You'll appreciate this. The Catholic Church in the 1500s not only called for excommunication of people who owned slaves, but called for reparations. And as you know, right, reparation theologically, yeah. when you go to confession, you confess a sin, the church says, okay, I'm glad you've confessed this. Now you need to make reparation for this sin.
Yes, exactly.
You need to go make it right with the person that you harmed. So the church said you should pay reparations to the person you enslaved. Now, today, in 2023, you can't tell Paul Kenmure and Bill Martinez to pay for slavery that happened before our ancestors even came to America. Right?
Yeah, well, that wasn't the intent. I mean, the Bible did. I mean, you know, God laid out a plan for reparations, right? You know, but it was all within, you know, like you said, it was right there in an immediate situation. It wasn't a situation that, okay, this is going to be, you know, paid for the next 1,000 generations. You know, they're going to be responsible for reparations. No, it was for that point in time.
Yeah. In fact, my only ancestors that I had in America on my dad's side, the Flynn family from West Virginia, they fought for the Union. They fought against slavery. My mom's ancestors in Italy, Reggio Calabria, for centuries, they were protecting their women from Muslim pirates from the Barbary Coast. You know, there was a Battle of Lepanto and Malta and all these other places. And that's something else I drive home in the book, is that slavery, we think of it in terms of black Africans in America. Less than 5% of the Africans in the transatlantic slave trade, beginning in 1444, came to America. The vast majority went to places like Brazil. I mean, Brazil was the biggest slave country, and, you know, the Brazilians aren't northern white Europeans, folks.
No, last I checked. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this is all, and of course, the Jews have been were in slavery for thousands of years.
Yeah, exactly.
By the Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, Nebuchadnezzar. So we just have this very ignorant American understanding of slavery that's completely distorted, again, by our awful schools, educational system, and the progressives, the liberals.
Yeah, because it fits their agenda, and they get power and control.
Right.
And here they are, they're dumbing everybody down. But thank God there are people like Dr. Paul Kenmure, who says, look, you don't have to be stupid all your life. We're going to help you out here. So, you know, this is awesome. Thank you, Paul. I look forward to getting a copy of your book myself. Hey, let's talk Oppenheimer. You know, boy, a lot of conversation with the movie, and, you know, and of course you bring some perspective in and say, oh, well, you know, we're talking Oppenheimer. Let's talk Edward Teller, right?
Yeah. Go to the website of the American Spectator, spectator.org. I'm the editor of the American Spectator. And I have a piece there on Edward Teller. It's called The Other Father of the Bomb. And we all remember Oppenheimer right now. This major movie by Christopher Nolan is out. But you know, Oppenheimer was the father of the fission bomb, the atomic bomb, the one that was dropped on Hiroshima, Nagasaki. But a few years after that, 1952, we tested the H-bomb, the fusion bomb, thermonuclear bomb, hydrogen bomb, also known as the hell bomb, which, by the way, make the Hiroshima look like a firecracker.
Right, exactly.
And the H-bomb was invented by Edward Teller. And I write a long piece for Spectator about, I didn't realize until I thought about writing about this a week or so ago, Bill. It's 20 years ago right now, this summer, that I interviewed Teller, Edward Teller, on his deathbed
in
Palo Alto, California. Yeah, I did not know he was dying. Candidly, I thought the man might die while I was interviewing him. I was really shocked the condition he was in, and he died just a few weeks after that interview. But
how did you get this interview?
Well, I got it through different connections. The president of Grove City College, John Moore, had been a fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. Teller was connected with Stanford.
Okay.
And so I interviewed him about SDI, because Ronald Reagan met with Teller in 1967 about the idea of using bombs or missiles or weapons to shoot down nuclear missiles.
Right.
So Teller was in some ways kind of a father of the Strategic Defense Initiative. And he was Hungarian and anti-communist, and that's where he butt heads with Oppenheimer. And he wondered if Oppenheimer was still sympathetic to communism, if he could be trusted with a security clearance. And for all these reasons, the left loves Oppenheimer and detests Edward Teller. And unfortunately, there'll probably never be a movie made about Edward Teller unless there's one portraying him like Joe McCarthy.
Right, exactly.
But Teller was a great man, a hero, and somebody that people need to remember, a brilliant physicist.
Wow. And what an opportunity for you to be able to conduct probably one of the last interviews he ever did and to document all this information. So share some highlights. We got about 3 minutes left. I'm going to turn it over to you. Go.
I think it probably was the last interview, and I walked into the house, and there's no security or anything, Bill. I couldn't believe it. And I walked in, and he's, you know, reclining back on this recliner in like a horizontal position. Reclining isn't a good way to put it. It sounds like he's comfortable. It was like a bed, and he was dressed for the office. He was wearing a suit and tie and had boots on, but he could barely speak at first. He got a little bit better throughout the interview. A couple of times I had to call the nurse in because he was coughing. I thought maybe gagging, maybe gasping.
Right. Yes.
And I thought, boy, I'll be lucky if I get 5 minutes. In fact, I apologized and told him, I said, I'll leave. And he said, no, I want you to stay. I want you to stay. And we ended up talking for about an hour and a half. I think maybe the most interesting thing, which I really focused on in my piece for American Spectator, we talked about God. We talked about religion. Mm-hmm. And he was reading Men Who Played God, the book by Norman Ross about the founding of the hydrogen bomb. And I asked him, I said, do you mind if I ask you, what do you believe? Are you an atheist? Are you a Christian? Or he said, no, I am Jewish. I said, oh, I didn't know that. Sorry about that.
Right.
But he was Jewish by ethnicity, but he was not a believer in Judaism. Mm. And he was he was a skeptic. But we had very interesting, wide-ranging conversation about creation, design, DNA, Watson and Crick, the double helix DNA model, and it was a fascinating afternoon. It really was.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. What was your biggest takeaway from that experience?
Well, my biggest takeaway, I guess, would be that even when you meet great people like this, right, who have their doubts agnostic, I guess. In the end, you know, we're hardwired for God, and that's what people want to talk about, especially on their deathbed. And here is a man who created the most powerful weapon in the history of humanity, and there he is, Bill, in his final moments, alone in a room on a recliner, just him and God, thinking about the afterlife. It's where we ultimately all end up.
Paul, you think here's this scientist, this incredible scientist in mind, how many questions did he ask in his life? But here he is on his deathbed. Now he comes to the Nexus and he's got to ask the most important question that maybe part of him says, gosh, I should have asked this maybe decades ago, right?
Right. Yeah, why am I here? What's my purpose? Is there a creator? What happens next? Right? Pascal's wager maybe might have entered his mind, right?
Yeah,
maybe
without a doubt.
Believe. Yeah.
Well, Edward Teller, remembering the other father of the bomb, a brilliant physicist. And it's available there at the American Spectator. Thank you, Dr. Paul Ken Gordon.
Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.